We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back in. It is a British Open celebration, and we are at Carolina Golf at Botany Woods. Again, the old school par three here in the neighborhood that I grew up in. A little bit of a Ryder Cup tournament this weekend where they're drafting teams of Clemson and Carolina fans together on a team. But let's go up I-85 to Charlotte, North Carolina. The conclusion of ACC football kickoff has happened. It's my buddy Gary McDaniel with ClemsonSportsNews.com. And Gary, how did things close up today? Because this was the most busy and crowded ACC football kickoff I've ever attended.
Yeah, it was attended pretty well. It was a madhouse there today. Obviously, the big crowd was there for the end of the day when Dabo and the Tigers took the stage around 2 o'clock. They were the last team to come to the podium, and it was a day of just your generic questions you expect from your normal media days. We all sat back and wondered when we were going to hear the dreaded quarterback controversy question. It never came about in the main press conference, but It was brought up to them during our breakout sessions a little bit later in the day. But, yeah, very well attended. The Tigers, like I said, pretty much towed the company line and gave their generic question answers, you know, to a pretty much a docile media crowd.
Yeah, and again, it was obvious is, you know, even over the Coastal Division yesterday up there that there's a cloud over the ACC hanging when it comes to football, and their name's Clemson. I mean, even though it was Atlantic Division today, Clemson was still one of the main topic lines yesterday for the Coastal Division at ACC kickoff. And you know what? It really does feel like Clemson and Bama are just very parallel when it comes to their conferences.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But it was the same today. It was echoed throughout every other coaches. I attended every coach's press conference, and it was the Ric Flair mentality. You know, to be the man, you got to beat the man. And they brought up Clemson, every single coach, you know, as the barometer at which they hold their program to these days. So, yeah, I mean, if you look at the national pundits and the Clemson beat writers, which I'm a part of and you're a part of, and you follow this team and you follow it regionally and nationally, it's gotten to a point now where it's pretty much a given. You know, it was everybody talking about Clemson at the top and who's coming up behind them. So the big talk is who's going to finish second in the ACC. Is it going to be Miami? A lot of folks think that Florida State might be the more talented team and still will finish, you know, way behind Miami at this point.
Let me ask you this. When it comes to Florida State, and after I left, I started seeing some they were a little bit of a subject today in the fact that it felt like their players were saying that they weren't – maybe Jimbo Fisher's time in Tallahassee, it was time for it to come to an end because we saw it get sideways. They'd go 7-6 last year. But even some of the players were alluding to that maybe it was time for a change there in Tallahassee.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I've heard it from some folks that are, you know, parallel to Coach Fisher. In other words, folks in his same shoes told me the same things, that, you know, things there just weren't working out anymore and that the administration side and the football side, meaning Jimbo, had gotten pretty stale and were standoffish with each other. And I think a lot of that had to come with how slow it was taking Florida State to catch up in the arms race, and Jimbo wasn't ready to wait any longer, and he had lost patience with it. And then last year, after the injury bug hit the team, and I think he just lost his team. I don't think he had a proper backup plan when they lost Francois, and when he lost his leader, he lost his team.
I am with you as we continue with Gary McDaniel from ClemsonSportsNews.com. And, of course, we'll get into something else here in just a minute. But also, it is not just about ACC football kickoff for Clemson today. I mean, you got the announcement that Brad Brunell has got a new contract as basketball coach, and very well deserved. I love Coach Brunell. I don't think a lot of Clemson fans understand what a quality coach they have with Brad Brunell, and the fact that he navigated 3 years of crap, you know what I mean, or 2 years of it. A final year in Little John that was falling down. A next year where every single game was on the road. Don't give me this crap about they played 17 home games in Greenville, because that was a 45 minute to an hour long drive up here. I think Coach Brunell has deserved this, and that patience paid off with a trip to the Sweet 16 last year.
Well, I agree. I mean, everyone was losing patience with Coach Brunell, and even the media were starting to put that end game on him a couple years ago. If he doesn't make it with this bunch, what's he going to do? I think it was Dan Radakovich's grand scheme and his vision to look to the horizon and think with a little bit of forethought into what was going on in the future. And he believes in Coach Brunell. And Coach Brunell's also had the issue of losing some quality assistant coaches while he's been there, too. He's had some really good assistants that had moved on and moved up in this world. And replacing those guys, again, yesterday, he just replaced two more new coaches. And today he gets a raise and an extension, and a well-deserved one in my eyes as well. Now that Little John has settled down and it is what it is, he has a recruiting facility that he can point towards. And I think things are going to start to really ramp up for Coach Brunell in the future.
Yeah, it's a great time there on campus at Clemson, and that includes defensive coordinator Brent Venables signing the biggest contract. And apparently this got done several months ago, and nobody really knew about it to today. What, nearly $12 million as defensive coordinator over the next 5 years, which includes he gets a bonus for every year he stays and every – oh, yeah, there's a kid that's on the team this year that is named Jake Venables. So the reality is – Coach Venables might have to take a pay cut if he wants to ever go somewhere else. I don't think you'll see him leaving Clemson as long as Jake is there. We'll see what happens next.
Yeah, it's funny. I've known Jake since he was a sophomore in high school, being I've been in the recruiting business for a while. But I got a tweet from Jake, first of all, today, before I saw the reports come out, because the release didn't come out until well after it was already in the news today. It already leaked out. And again, it was done this spring when they got all the other coaches all their raises and all approved. They just held it under their hat. I think they, you know, obviously for publicity reasons, I would think, you know, it's big splash, the ACC media days makes sense. But can you think of a guy that's got a more well-deserved raise in college football? I can't.
No.
This guy every year, except for this year, has had to put, you know, 40% to 60% of his defense back together with pieces from you know, the reserves, and manages to put a top five, top ten defense out every year. You know, the grin on his face, I guess that would have to, you know, indicate the number zeros on the check, you know, because he's definitely, I think it's well deserved. And again, he passes Dave DeAndre over at LSU as the highest paid assistant coach now.
Yeah, unbelievable. All right, so the last thing that I heard when I left was from Don Munson of Dadgummit Sturge. You know, I came and prayed over you at your last surgery, and here you are going through it again. So you're going to listen to your doctors and do what's right. And guess what? I'm going to do that this fall. So that doesn't mean bolting down to Clemson every Tuesday for a press conference. So you at ClemsonSportsNews.com, you're going to handle that for us on Tuesdays this fall. Check in with us on Tuesdays as well. And, you know, tell people a little bit about what's going on at ClemsonSportsNews.com, because you're a multi-talented individual, much like me. You do radio, but you have an engineering background when it comes to live music as well.
Yeah, I spent about 30 years in the music business, tour managing and being an audio engineer. But about 7 years ago, I morphed into the college football recruiting business. I've worked for all three of the major network scout rivals and 247 as an analyst. Got on the Clemson beat about 3 years ago and have stayed on it. And just thought I would do my own thing this year and wanted to bring Clemson Sports News about and make it completely free. There are no premium sections whatsoever. Not a penny can be spent on my website. It's all free, all access, and we offer all Clemson Sports News. We cover football, basketball, baseball, soccer this year we'll cover as well, and we cover recruiting. And unlike a lot of other sources out there, we won't charge you a dime to find out what the latest nugget in recruiting is and we'll be glad to come on to the show. And anytime you guys have a question, we'll throw it out there and let everybody know what's going on with Clemson recruiting.
But yeah, absolutely.
Tuesday afternoons and calling in on your behalf and letting you guys know what's going down in Clemson every Tuesday.
Yeah, and listen, I don't know if you've heard. I know you're making your way back from Charlotte. Nelson Welch, massive heart attack yesterday. So his mother, Nancy Welch, they're trying to determine what's next when it comes to the treatment. And listen, Nelson Welch, that place kicker from Greer High School, a lot of Clemson fans be praying for him, because he did a lot in his representation of Clemson University, as well as what he now does off the field as well.
Yeah, I got a phone call this morning, as a matter of fact, about Nelson. And, 44 years of age, I think it is. A really young man to be having a massive heart attack. The fact is, the doctors don't even know how he survived that heart attack. And then prayers are going up and being lifted from all over the northwestern corner of the state, and all of us that remember Nelson. And even those who don't know who Nelson is, please lift your hands up in prayers for him today. His family needs it.
Absolutely, no doubt. Great. He's been so good to me and so good to so many other people here, as well as we all enjoyed, watching him kick. Most of us that are our age know his mom, Nancy Welch, from television back in the day. So, again, thoughts and prayers. And listen, thanks for being a little bit flexible. This is how this remote things go. But I look forward to working with you this fall. Thank you for I have never been claimed to be the smartest individual in the world, but I am now joined by my lovely daughter sitting right next to me, and here's what we're going to do. I'm going to make sure I'm healthy and around for her and everything else, so that means taking a little bit of a step back this year when it comes to some things to get back to being the dad that I want to be for her. So thanks for stepping up and helping out.
Hey, whatever I can do to make sure that you are around for a lot longer, my friend, you just keep on asking, and I'll keep on doing. How about that?
I appreciate you, Gary. You're just a good man. ClemsonSportsNews.com. I got the website up right now, and go check it out. Like I said, no premium. Everything's free, and that's the way it is. And, Gary, I always say, shoot, man, now that you're going to be doing all this stuff, I have more fun watching your pictures out there on the road, as I'm an old sound engineer as well. But you know what? Sooner or later, we get old.
Well, after 30 years, I had to call it a day. I did the 98 Degrees tour at Christmas, and I told those guys when I finished up with them at Christmas, that was my last one. After 30 years on the road, I decided to go ahead and retire and completely move into this world, and I'm glad I did.
We live vicariously through my daughter's godfather, who is a professional musician, just got back from 4 months, two in Europe, two in the British Isles, Ireland, Scotland, and all there. And that's it. It's a young man's game at this point. Gary, we'll talk to you. Tell you what, next week I'm on vacation. We'll check in. We'll start doing some coverage with Clemson practice in August. And, again, thank you for everything you do, bud.
No problem, Mark. Love you, and talk to you later.
All right, Gary McDaniel, ClemsonSportsNews.com. All right, so here's the deal. The legend's here. It's not Joe Wisenant, the linebacker from the L.A. Express back in the day, which, by the way, App State was chosen to win their division earlier today, but you can get mad. They weren't chosen to win the Sun Belt. Also, Leslie Brooke, my daughter, sitting here as well, but we're going to bring some more golf news about Carolina golf at Botany Woods when we come back. And then it's also open phones as well. We'll weave those phone calls in. 844-GSP-ESPN. All right, welcome back in. It's a Thursday edition. We're live at Carolina Golf at Botany Woods, and we're joined by Ryan Barber.
Barbary.
All right, Barbary Coast, right?
That's right.
So, sorry, I'm standing up leaning against the wall right now because they say be taller. I have sat and interviewed for 2 days. I need to go walk this golf course right now just to go get some exercise. And, talk to us about you're over here. Technically, your title is...
I'm the treasurer here at the club.
You're the treasurer, so when I get late with my payment here in about 3 months, you're the one that's going to be
emailing.
Right,
I'll be the guy sending you emails.
But, literally, I do. I need to get out there and just take a walk. And this course, I was telling you, I know it from one end to the other for multiple reasons, having grown up here in Botany Woods. But to me, this is one of the best-kept secrets out there because... life is different than when we were even growing up. The time's just not there. Here you can come out, have the full golf experience, hit. Most people, when they think of a par 3, go, well, I don't want to go do that because I don't take a sand wedge and putter. You ain't getting that. This is you get the true golf experience, and you can either be back at home, you can be back taking your family out to dinner, or you can go into work. Because 3 hours is what it's going
to
take.
And that's the thing that's different, that's unique for our experience compared to other par threes, is that we're actually more like every golf course that you've played in the normal, the big courses, that we have tree-lined fairways.
Right.
You know, it's not that you're hitting into the void of five greens. I mean, you're looking at the hole in front of you in it. And while we only have the 9 greens and 18 tee boxes, each hole has its own character.
Right.
They're all different. It's not just one hole is 110 and one hole is 150. There are different angles and different approaches. And
you're hitting over water.
We have a couple ponds on the course. We have a couple holes. We actually have added a new tee box this year. We were talking earlier about some of the holes being 180, 200 yards. We actually have one now that's 225 yards to the middle of the green. And actually, a friend of mine, Mike Steinstein's member, says that we are lucky. We're the only golf course in the world that has a dog leg on a par three.
That is great. But, you know, a lot of people that play golf a par three, they're thinking, oh, crap, you may get hit by a golf ball out there because there's all, you know. No, this is literally woven through the neighborhood at Botany Woods. And like you said, 200, 220 yard. It is a real golf experience with a clubhouse. I was just telling my daughter, she didn't even realize my parents' 25th wedding anniversary, we celebrated here 32 years ago, something along those lines.
Right. And you said earlier, too, talking about you growing up here at the course. I actually did myself in the 90s. Our family was members, and it was, for me as a middle schooler, a great place to come out and play, a great facility for, you know, young kids to get out and learn the game. It's also good for your experienced golfer, your low handicapper that wants to work on that game 150 and in. Mm-hmm. We provide a great facility for practicing and covering, you know, all the shots in golf that aren't necessarily the 300-yard drive, but
chicks dig the long ball. I mean, you know, but guess what? That shot, that 80-yard shot into the green counts exactly the same number of strokes as that 310-yard
drive. That's absolutely right. You know, and they say, too, in golf that 70% of the shots that go on the scorecard are from 100 yards and in. And, you know, I have personally knocked 4 or 5 shots off my handicap since I've joined this club. Correct. Because I'm able to come out and spend an afternoon. If I don't have time to basically go play a whole 18-hole round, I can come out here, play 9 holes, or even just go out and practice on a handful around on our practice facility just to get some, you know, time in on some shots that maybe you don't get to normally do in a regular round of golf.
You know, and I'm sitting here, I'm blessed. I've got my daughter sitting here, right? This is where I want her to learn the game, because golf is – you know, you take them out there. She's not ready to go attack a 400-yard par four right now. And the last thing you want to do, especially with children in this day and age, is don't kill their confidence.
Absolutely.
So this is a way to get out here and have a family. I mean, $100 a month for a family to join this place for unlimited golf.
It's unbeatable. It really is. And when I joined here 4 years ago, it was one of those – somebody had mentioned to me, and I'd kind of forgotten this place even existed. You talked earlier about being a best-kept secret. One thing that we're trying to do is actually break that barrier down. We really wanted to
stop mixed emotions about, you know, about that, because I've been to restaurants that once they got featured on something, it wasn't the best-kept secret. It got difficult to get a table there.
Well, we want people to know about it. Cause, I mean, again, for me, it's somebody who's been members at multiple courses here in the Upstate. It was a friend making the comment that you're right around the corner. Mm-hmm. You know, you're spending 6-7 hours every weekend to go out on Saturday and Sunday. And, you know, there's a lot you lose in that. You know, you talk about your family and your daughter. You know, for any of the guys out there and any of the ladies too, you know, you have duties and things in life that take up a lot of time. And golf is one that's it's a big sacrifice in your time. And we provide an experience that doesn't necessarily take as much time from your, you know, day-to-day activities.
It plus the financial commitment. Again, $100. You can go play two greens fees here in the Upstate, unless you're dealing with our 2018 Upstate golf card, which Carolina Golf Botany Wood is a member of that golf card. So there's a great way to get in here and get it tested out and see if it's up your sleeve, so to speak, for the future. But, you know, it's just not here. I mean, the first tee program's out here as well, the clubhouse. And the main thing is the conditions. You know, nobody wants to go play in a cow pasture, so to speak. So the greens here are good. The fairways are good. And you're going, wait a second, par three, what do you need fairways on? Dude, the fairways out here look like number 8 at the Greenville Country Club.
Right. And you know, we have spent a lot of time the last couple of years since we've gotten our new superintendent, Nathan Tick, come in to upgrade our equipment, to make sure that we have the cutting-edge stuff to get the course in the condition that really should be and to be comparable to the Pebble Creeks and to the Legacy and the other public courses around town. I mean, we are a private facility, but we're really trying to compete with these people that, you know, there's not a really good course that's semi-private other than Pebble Creek in driving distance mm-hmm. where we are.
Yep.
So it's really a great source, a great place for people to come out and practice. And as you say, it's so affordable, it's not even
– All right, so give us an idea what the members are doing here over the course of the weekend. It's kind of y'all's Ryder Cup, if you will, and there's going to be Carolina and Clemson fans, but thank God it's not Carolina versus Clemson. I mean, this is what, y'all are having a draft, if you will?
Right, we're having a draft tonight. We'll have – I think right now we've got about 20 to 25 participants signed up. I'm sure we'll have a few more coming in as the group that's out there now are finishing up. But what we do is it's basically a Ryder Cup event. Mm-hmm. We're going to have 27 holes of competition on Saturday, and those will be a mix. You'll have alternate shot. You're going to have a best ball. We're going to have a captain's choice. And then on Sunday – very similar to Ryder Cup, the last day they have there is 18-hole match plays individual. And it's really the only match play event that we run all year. And for the golfers out there that are members at courses, you might have one match play championship year. You know, it, or some courses don't even have at all. This is a great, great event. I've been a member at five different places. This is the only place I've been that they've had an event very, you know, modeled after the Ryder Cup. So this is a great time.
And then I have a feeling once it's over, there may be a couple of adult beverages here in the clubhouse that go down as y'all celebrate who wins, who loses, because I guarantee you there's going to be some needling that goes on.
Oh, there's
well.
A lot of it. It goes on for a year, the bragging rights. And that, you know, if it was football we were talking about, there's no question who has the head, the lead in that rivalry. But out here at our club, it's been pretty clear for the last 4 years that the Gamecocks have dominated this rivalry at our course.
I literally laughed yesterday. The hours are starting to bleed together. But, you know, we were out there when Coach Spurrier spoke at the Embassy Suites for our friends at the South Carolina Football Hall of Fame. And we were the only radio show there broadcasting. He sits down with us. And listen, I've dealt with Spurrier he doesn't like – back at the George Rogers tournament today, he won't even shake your hand. He bump your fist because people don't realize he's a little bit of a germaphobe.
Yeah.
However, this man has, like, totally relaxed. He's not the old Gamecocks coach or the Florida coach or whatnot. Now he's going to be Orlando and the man. And who was it that came up to me? Because, dude, you made national news with him. Because if you remember, he made the comment. I said, Coach, you know, now that you're 73 and retired, maybe get back into football. Is there one of those little single liners or quips that you delivered that make you smile when you're sitting at the beach house? And he's like, Starch, talking doesn't win football games. Talking can get the other team's fan mad or maybe another team's football team mad. But talking doesn't win football games. Or Georgia would have beaten us a hell of a lot more when I was at Florida. Thing ends up on NBCSports.com, the whole nine yards. I actually got to bask in the glory at ACC right. football kickoff yesterday.
Well, that guy's a walking quote, isn't he?
Oh, it was awesome. So again, if people want to get in touch, if people want to find out about Carolina Golf at Botany Woods, the website is?
Carolina Golf, BW.
All right. Facebook page?
Carolina Golf Club at Botany Woods.
And that's actually, there's some pictures up there, the layout of the course and everything. That'd be a good way. I challenge people to come out here. Number one, you want to make $10 it will cost you if you go pick up our Upstate golf card. Come play this thing once, you'll come back. And that's what I've been
true.
Telling people over and over again, because a lot of, I don't want to go, no. Get out of your head. This is any kind of executive par three. This is a country club par three golf course.
That's absolutely right. And I think it's one thing that, as you say, that a lot of people have this in their mind that a par three is a certain way. We are so different than the rest of the ones that are out there. And it's just an experience. I think everybody that's a serious golfer, especially in the upstate, should at least experience once. It may not be for you, mm-hmm. but I can tell you, I didn't think it was for me either. And I've been here now 4 years, serving on the board for the last three. I plan on being here for as long as I'm in this town. This is a great facility, a great club, and a great group of members.
Well, I love what Annalise said earlier about, you know, with the First Tee program. And, you know, this is a great place here where they can see a little payoff. 400-yard par four, they may not see the payoff in it at the beginning, and they become frustrated with it. So this may be the ideal location here in the upstate to start your child's career.
No question. Like I said, I grew up out here playing. It took me from being just maybe playing my dad once or twice a month to playing multiple days a week, and now here I am. If I could cut out of work 5 days a week, I would do it. I mean, this is a great facility for children to learn. It's a very fair game. We do have short tees that are set way up that are close 70, 60 yards out. you know, at 8 years old, you can start making pars. And it makes the game more fun when you're scoring well. At the end of the day, it's really about having fun. And if you make it too tough, it is hard to get new people into the game. Right. We actually offer a great way for people new to the game of golf to come out and learn it and not be intimidated by the 450-yard par 4 or the 550-yard par 5. You can come out, and yes, we have difficult holes, but we can play them, you know, we can play them very short. Even the longest hole can play as short for this 130 from the ladies' tees. So it's a great mix for everybody.
All right, so here's the deal. We're going to open up the phone lines in the last two segments, but we're getting Joe Wisnett over here. You know, he's been all over my case, but don't talk about playing with the LA Express in the air. I had that out there, Patrick, what, in the first 8 minutes of the show that I'd have that tattooed across my forehead or
correct,
something?
Correct.
So we're going to get him up here and talking a little football and that kind of nature. Oh, crap. Here he comes. He's walking through. So here's the deal. We're going to open up the phone lines, but we're also going to talk a little L.A. Express football with Joe Wisnett, let's call him the general manager out here at Carolina Golf at Botany Woods. We'll also open up the phone lines. If you got something from Media Days, give us a call, 844-GSP-ESPN.
Here we go.
All right.
Test.
There's Joe Wisnett, L.A. Express linebacker. Notice I got that in the first 10 seconds this time, Ryan. So, I just got back from talking days, all right? What's the most trash talk? Forget App State, Southern Conference, and there were some mean games back in the day. What is the worst you ever were trash talk as a professional football player?
Well, first of all, Sturge, I got to say, you know, you talk about the USFL, 90% of your listeners – think that's some kind of Chinese badminton league. I don't look like I'm a badminton player, do I? Okay. So nobody knows about the USFL. So
no, but that's not true. They just that's one of the best 30 for 30s out there on how our current president actually ruined a football league after 3 years.
Did,
and I'm not talking politics.
He did. So let's get off that. Okay. But I'll tell you the best trash talking was always between us and probably Western Carolina.
Okay. Battle for the jug.
The battle for the jug. And we always, and I know you got a lot of Western listeners right now, but we pretty much, you know, handled them. Mm-hmm. But still, I mean, there was a lot of trash talking on the field. There's always, being an offensive lineman, people don't understand, down in the trenches, there's more trash talking than you can even imagine. And if they put a mic down there, it would not be good.
Yeah, I love that. Now, I grew up in a family. I'm the baby of four boys, and the oldest two are twins. My dad played high school football, turned down some college football scholarship offers to go to Clemson on a 4-H scholarship, born and raised on a dairy farm. There is trash talking on the golf course. I don't care what anybody says about this being the gentleman's game, and I learned it from said father when I'd be over a 3-foot par putt, and he'd go, knock it close. I didn't realize he was talking trash to me back then. He would accept it if I made the putt, but he didn't say make it. He'd say knock it close.
Yeah, so this morning I was watching the British Open, and I think it was Justin Thomas or Jason Day, and he hit a nice shot, and they were like, "Oh, he's a bone crusher." I'm like, "Bone crusher?
It's golf."
Bone crusher. All right, that's okay. But yeah, so there is that element of trash talking. It's not the same as in the trenches on the gridiron, but it still can be just as hard hitting on the golf course. The physicality is not there, but still it's, you know.
Well, this is what's next, and we've been talking with Ryan, and we want to thank his better half, because something we hadn't mentioned when it comes to this golf course is the fact who designed it back in the day is something somebody – is someone that everybody in the game of golf, if you know the name.
Right, it's George Cobb. And I think everybody that likes golf obviously knows a lot about the Masters and Augusta National, but more importantly, the par 3 down there. Mm-hmm. In 1963, George Cobb designed Augusta National. He was the consulting architect. He designed their par 3, known as the 9-hole at Augusta down there. And in 1965, he came up here to Greenville, South Carolina, which he's actually from Greenville. He actually lived about 2 miles down the road from the golf course here and designed our golf course. And I'm not going to say that this is a carbon copy of their course, but you come out here and play our course, and then you go down to Augusta and watch it, you're going to see some similarities. A lot of slope in the greens, a lot of mounds, a lot of pitching. it's a different style than what you're going to see at a lot of the places you're going to go see another par three.
Yeah, so he designs here probably not too long after he designed Green Valley Country Club up
Correct.
There north of Furman as well. So, again, one of the most preeminent golf course architects. And, of course, you know, guys, when it comes to golf here in the upstate now, we've got a pretty good golf architect, a guy that I grew up playing golf against by the name of Bo Welling that works for some dude named Tiger Woods.
Right.
So it's pretty good. So, Joe, you know, as you transition now, you're over here, it's a different kind of thing. Number one, I know we'll probably pick some football games this year, as you quite frankly, I don't want to bring it up. You kicked my ass last year when you were filling in for Sumner, and that's why I'm hoping Steve goes, you know what, I'll show up week after
Sumner's
week.
Sumner's in the Bahamas. We don't have to worry about
yeah,
him.
Guess what? He's warming it up for me next week, okay? But, you know, what are the challenges here? Because – is I was telling people here the last couple of weeks about, you know, the remote in Carolina golf. They go, ah, I know that place. But then again, they obviously don't really know it because they'd have been over here and played it or something else.
Yeah, so strategically, I mean, just to give you a general synopsis of it, this place was built in the 60s. The course was built in the 80s. At one time, this place was one of the nicest social places in Greenville. And with the leadership we have now and the people that are involved with the organization, we want to – our mission is to go to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've done is we've made tremendous amounts of investments in course care equipment. We made tremendous amounts of investment in facilities. At one time, we had a vibrant tennis community here.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're looking at that. So, you know, this is a dynamic time to come on board if you're wanting to be a member, because our goal is to take this place to the next level. It's a unique place. It offers so much more than many other places mm-hmm. do as far as par threes. And plus, we want to have the social side really escalated where we can have some really nice events
yes.
here.
It's a beautiful clubhouse.
It's beautiful.
Wood
it's
beams
beautiful.
Going up through the ceilings. Yep. And, yep. you know, I look over there at the fireplace. It's a brick fireplace that's painted white. And that's the first thing that my wife did to our fireplace back in the day when we bought our house. I mean, so you feel like you're at a true Southern country club here. When you think of country clubs in the South, this has a true feel to it.
It does. I mean, it's a white building with white columns and black shutters, and that's Southern as you get. And, you know, it's a beautiful venue for weddings or rehearsals or baby showers with the course, the golf course on the back end, the lake on the mm-hmm. front end, the patio. All the live vegetation. We are on a wildlife refuge, so we have beautiful birds and animals. And so it's really a special place that we want to make sure becomes one of the most desirable places to play golf in Greenville.
Again, right, $100 for a fair, 90 for a single per, you know, if you're a single man out there, you know, in your 20s, you hadn't taken the plunge, if you will, $90 a month for unlimited golf here. I mean, $100 for an entire family. I'm not sure there's a better ROI. And as I get older, those three letters right there mean more to me now than at any point in my life. And that's return on investment.
Yeah. So I think, you know, yeah, exactly. So three elements, right? Time, money, and enjoyment. So we're in the entertainment business. So what we want to do is we want to offer value, which is a good product at a good price. We want to have good quality. And we want to have people that enjoy their experience.
Right.
So those three things are what are driving us. So in your example is very good. So the time is quick. The value is great, and the experience is what is really good. So you can enjoy that with your family, particularly young people. This is a great place for them. Yep. And I've heard you, I know you've heard this over and over today, but for young people, this is tremendous. And for even the seasoned golfer, this definitely enhances your short game.
Right.
So those are the three things. Those are the three things.
300-yard drive and a one-foot putt. At the end of the day, they all go down as the same score on your scorecard. All right, when we come back, we'll close up shop. You finish up here at Carolina Golf, absolutely next level, because tomorrow we'll be back in studio. Then guess what, guys? I'm on vacation the following week. So
me
finally,
too,
I have never been this late. Sturgis full. There's no doubt about it. That cruise ship going out of Miami on Sunday, it's mine. It's all mine.
So
we'll come back. We'll close up here at Carolina Golf at Botany Woods.
All right, good deal.
All right. Hey, listen, we're talking a little Clemson, South Carolina here in the clubhouse at Carolina Golf at Botany Woods. Again, media days are now over, Patrick. Talking season's now over, man. These kids get like 4 or 5 days off, and guess what? It's football time again here with the practice. Now, Joe Wisnant, the general manager over here at Carolina Golf and Tennis, you'll remember him. He did some pick-ems with me this past fall here from Smoke on the Water, and I can't wait to get Mike Schuler out here from Smoke on the Water, which, by the way, we were talking about that last night on the telephone. And but, Joe, again, talking doesn't win football games, you know what I mean? But give us an idea. Larry Fedora just about dropped the college football world on its head yesterday, talking about, and I agree, I don't want to live in a country where there's no college football. I don't necessarily agree with Coach Fedora in the fact that the game of football is as safe as it's ever been. I think they're trying to make it safer than it's ever been. I don't think in 1892, when Rutgers and Princeton got together, they ever envisioned 6'6", 350-pound linemen beating on each other for 60 minutes of a football game.
No, there's no doubt. I mean, you know, the athletic ability of the players today are way surpassed that. I mean, an offensive guard in 1875 was 125 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And Congress passed a law that almost banned football because there was multiple deaths. But I think the sport itself has made a lot of ground since then and beyond to make it safe. To me, the key of the sport of football is to play it correctly. There's a correct way to tackle.
Head up, eyes up.
There's a correct way to block. There's a correct way to take a hit. And that's where we rely on our coaches. And they will teach you that. And as long as you perform at that level and you do the correct techniques, you should be okay. But that's not always the case, right? So equipment needs to come into play because everybody's going to make a mistake. The equipment's made huge advances. And, again, it's a violent game. There's no way around it, Serge. It's a violent game.
Yep.
And as the players get bigger and stronger with the kind of programs that they're on, the training programs on, it's only gonna get more difficult. But
I love the fact that I think it was Brett Freelander, our friend last night, kind of going on the Fedora thing. Well, all the countries on this globe that are in so much trouble right now, what's the one thing they have in common? They ain't got college football. You know what? I agree with that as well.
Exactly. I mean, you know, in a lot of ways, you know, it's the thread that bonds us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got all these college football programs that play each other on every Saturday, but it doesn't get into the political mishmash, right?
Right.
I mean, it gets into the rivalries, obviously, I get that, but it doesn't get into the, you know, I'm conservative, I'm liberal, I'm
yes,
I'm that. It's all about, I'm a Gamecock,
right.
I'm a Tiger, I'm a blue hose.
And that's what's best, because we leave the labels. At that point, you're either my friend or you're my enemy. You know what I mean? And it doesn't matter if you're black, white, pink, purple, yellow, whatever. If you're a Alabama fan, then guess what? I'm hugging you on game day, unless you're so drunk you're that guy, which I'll never claim anybody in that situation. But you're right. That's one of the things I love about this. Now, Carolina Golf here at Botany Woods. Again, become your baby. How can people, you know, we've given the website, CarolinaGolfBW.com, Facebook page, but again, you want people to come out here and experience this, and here's what we're going to do in the morning. Patrick Brown back there in your ear right now, he and his buddy are going to come out, and they're going to play at 9 o'clock, and we're going to give Patrick the opportunity to get, he has no clue, he's never been over here. I think this is about the best way to do this tomorrow. Let him come over here and experience and then give an honest report on it tomorrow. So I appreciate you making that happen. But, again,
excellent.
I can sit here and espouse the virtues of a club in a neighborhood that I've grown up in my entire life. You know, people come up to me and go, dude, and you can actually vouch for this. Do you really mean everything you say about smoke on the water? I'm like, yeah. And that they just got named best downtown restaurant in the last year's best of the Upstate Awards. I mean it when it comes to this club. This is not – it is a par three, but it's not what people envision with a par three. You know, the executive par three with lights on a pole out there. This is a real golf course feel. It winds through a neighborhood, so there's no holes that are stacked like really right next to each other. It's just – it's a great environment. But, again, when our time becomes more and more precious in life – boy, here is a huge one. You can be in and out in 3 hours.
Yeah, so, you know, like I said earlier, we're in the entertainment business. So, you know, we strive to be world-class out here now. I mean, you know, we're no different than Disney World. Mm-hmm. We have a product that people come, they want to have fun, they want to have good value, and that's what we want to promote. And that's what it is.
Yep.
It's entertainment. That's what we do.
Well, Patrick, I want you to come out here. First of all, number one, don't tear up their course tomorrow, okay?
We'll do.
All right. But number two, I want an honest response out of it because, again, I grew up on my first round of golf I ever played was on a Peach Blossom Par 3 out on Wade Hampton and Greer back in the – right next to Tab's Dairy Bar, if you remember. That's not this place. Come out, check it out.
My daddy had the Wayfarer Steakhouse. It was right out there.
Yep. So, one of the things in life, my wife that just popped in here a little bit ago, boy, JoJo's from Tab's Dairy Bar, some kind of thick-cut French fries and things of that nature. So, tomorrow, Patrick, you'll get out here. You'll give us an update on the golf course. And, again, I challenge y'all, CarolinaGolfBW.com. Facebook page, or better yet, just give Joe a call here at the club. I don't want to give your personal number out, but do you want to
That's fine. You can call me at 704-791-9079.
And listen, that's 704. That's that App State football coming right back into it LA Express. All right,
yeah,
Joe, thank you.
Okay.
We're going to have fun. Like I said, you've already got my commitment. As soon as I get that the ability to swing, but then again, my daughter,
be good, brother, you're gonna be good.
My daughter was just going, I'm not willing to wait on you, so that may happen a little bit quicker. But listen, thanks for having us out here. British Open today, media days are now over. Let's get the kids on campus, let's let them get to practicing. And guess what? We're just 43 days from college football right here on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.